Fraser wasn't entirely sure how they'd ended up in the situation. And yet, here they were. Two very young men, sheltering behind a car, one shakily aiming a gun at them, the other chanting slowly, in what sounded like a variation of Simpson that Fraser had never heard before. Rayan holstered his weapon and shouted at the boy to put the gun down, while shaking his head to clear it of some annoyance. Fraser could almost feel a subsonic whine in the air, and wondered if that was what was bothering Ray, possibly making him more irritable than usual. Whatever the sound was, it certainly didn't seem to be helping. Fraser stepped forward, empty hands open and extended, trying to calm the situation down. "Please, young man, put down the gun. We just have a few questions to ask." Fraser ducked and Ray scuttled for cover behind a dumpster as the teen fired the gun wildly at them. "Fuck!" Ray was crouched down, fumbling with his firearm while he tried to cover his ears. "What is that sound?" "Chanting," Fraser offered helpfully. He breathed slowly, trying not to notice the stench of rotting garbage coming from the dumpster. "It sounds a little like a dialect of Simpson that is spoken in the northern sections of Annet Island. But I could..." "Fraser!" he hissed. "Not now!" There was another shot and a loud ping as the bullet ricocheted off a corner of the dumpster. They both instinctively hunched low, but Fraser found himself distracted by the constant low chanting coming from the unarmed youngster. It seemed to be affecting Ray more strongly, causing him to mutter under his breath. "What the fuck is that noise, Fraser? It feels like it's drilling in my ears." Whatever the subsonic whine was, it seemed to increase Ray's agitation. Fraser decided it was time for decisive action. He stood up and walked away from the protective cover of the odoriferous dumpster, hands outstretched and palms up to indicate he was unarmed. He pitched his voice to be low and soothing, trying to inject a measure of calm into what was rapidly degenerating into a desperate situation. The boys needed to be disarmed before they could hurt someone, maybe even themselves. If someone got shot, there would be very little he could do to keep them safe. They would be hauled off to the nearest juvenile detention center to face rather severe criminal charges. The shooting of law enforcement officers never went well. No good would come of it. He took another step forward, looking into their scared faces, ignoring the frantically whispered, "Fraser!" from behind. The one with the gun held it in two shaking hands, aiming towards space to the left of Fraser. He wasn't particularly worried about getting shot. The other boy, still chanting, seemed to be holding a glowing ball of light between his hands. Something that swirled and danced and pulsed in an odd counter-rhythm to his words. Fraser couldn't look directly at the light. It was bright, and his eyes seemed to slip off it when he tried to stare at it. It was all very strange, but Fraser mentally shrugged away his questions, while he carefully took a step closer, still hoping to salvage something productive and useful from the situation. "Everything is going to be okay," he murmured, still holding his hands out. The gun-wielding boy didn't look convinced, but much to Fraser's relief, he lowered the gun a little.
"Crazy fucking Mountie!"
Ray was angry at him. That much was clear from the muttered words. After the situation was resolved, Fraser knew that he would have to apologize once again to Ray for endangering their lives in strange and bizarre ways. Ray would be brusque and would refuse to talk to him for a few days. Then Fraser would show up at Ray's doorstep with a pizza, and all would be forgiven. Ray would forgive a lot for pizza. Maybe this time he would bring Ray's favorite American beer as well. The ball of light suddenly pulsed and grew large, full of glittering lightning. The smell of ozone, bright and sharp, overpowered the stink of garbage, and Fraser watched mesmerized as the young man threw the shining, swirling sphere of light at him.
"Fraser!"
He didn't even have time to register being pushed out of the way, stumbling to his knees as Ray shoved and was engulfed by the glowing ball of light. For a brief moment, Fraser saw the faint silhouette of Ray, before a flash of bluish light blinded him, making his eyes sting and water. Ray? He wiped at his eyes and blinked frantically, trying to get rid of the after-images that made it difficult to see. Everything was overlaid with a bluish glow and blurred by tears. Ray? Blotting his eyes on the sleeve of his uniform, he looked around, frantically trying to find Ray and make sure that there was no danger from the boys. But the boys were gone, and so was Ray. Ray? He got to his feet, his stomach knotted in fear. Where was Ray? Ray, where are you? Fraser looked down, jumping back a little. Oh dear. Sweet as Honey, written by Akamine-chan, for the Due South, C6D Big Bang, 2011.